Now, I've got a question for you, Helen. This is on the environmental theme. Jack Stowe says, will global warming cause water levels in rivers to rise too?
Well, what's going on in the rivers and streams and lakes and sort of fresh water inland is a different process than in the seas, because what they rely on mostly for the levels of them is the rain. It's all about whether it's going to rain more or less. And one of the things we really know about climate change and what's going to change in the future is that there's going to be a difference in how different areas respond. Some will become drier, there will be less rain, and some will become wetter, there will be more. And we're already seeing this. Areas like Australia, we're seeing huge amounts of droughts, rivers are drying up, and that's likely to become even more prevalent in some areas. But there will be also rain increasing in some parts of the world. So it will definitely vary and not be a sort of general increase in sea level that we will see. The sea levels are rising, of course, because actually as that huge mass of water heats up, it will expand and sea levels will go up. And also more water will pour into the oceans from the melting ice caps and things like that. So really the picture in the rivers will be very regionally diverse, and it will depend on where you are in the world.
So bottom line is rivers are down to rain. Sea level is going to rise anyway because of thermal expansion and ice melting.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Thank you, Helen. Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time. That's it for this week's Atmospheric Naked Scientist. Just remains for me to say thank you very much to our contributors this week. Paul Diggard from Cambridge University, Rod Jones, also at Cambridge University, and Mark Collier, and also Stephen Ashworth, who is at UEA. And thank you also to our wonderful production team, Ben Vowsler, Tom Simpkins, Mira Senthilingam, and Diana O'Carroll. Next week, we turn to the science of engineering. We'll be finding out how scientists make very powerful turbine blades made of just a single crystal, in some cases, of the metal nickel. And that gives them enormous strength and means that they can spin round at unfeasibly high speeds to make jet engines pack the punch that they do. Howard Stone from Materials Science at Cambridge University will be here to tell us how that works. And we'll also be talking to a guy who's managed to make what people thought was impossible actually possible. That's to make an articulated lorry, a double articulated lorry, actually turn corners. You might think that's a simple feat, but it isn't. In fact, if you try and make a lorry which is double articulated go around a corner, in fact, the second trailer ends up pointing the wrong way. But with this new system that the engineering department have come up with, they can do it. Find out how it works on next week's Naked Scientist.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.